We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All righty, let's head right out to the phone lines. Talk to our main man, Adam Kaplan. Adam is brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you had a great holiday, man.
Guys, good to be back with you. Hope you had a good holiday as well. I'm excited about the action this weekend, particularly what I call the game of the week, the Niners hosting the Vikings. The Vikings had that really good come-from-behind win, and they closed the thing out in the fourth quarter. Well, they did some great stuff in defense, which you talk about, and I give them credit. They play to their identity, which is defense and running the football. They don't do it every week, but they did in this game. They shocked the Saints, and that is the toughest place to play inside the Superdome of the National Football League, and to win there in the playoffs is a pretty good feat.
Let me ask you this, Adam. It seems like after that game against New Orleans, people are asking the question, do the Vikings have the best defense of the teams remaining in the playoffs? Were we talking about the Vikings' defense at this level during the regular season, or have they picked it up a little bit?
Well, they picked it up, and here's why people have been down on the Vikings, particularly secondary. Xavier Rhodes, number 29, he's the right cornerback, has had a disappointing year. It's not a secret. He hasn't played well. Trey Waynes has been up and down. They have really good safety play with Harrison Smith and Anthony Harris. You'll see those guys. But the cornerback play has not been great. Now, I'll say this game, Rhodes gave up some plays, there's no question. He gave up a big play down to Michael Thomas, a 20-yarder downfield. But I will also say that their defense really rebounded, particularly in the second half. But they had not played like this, to answer your question. They had not played like this the final quarter of the season, which is why I was surprised that they played as well. But the one thing the Saints have to do, and when they go in the offseason, they've got to get a quality receiver opposite Michael Thomas. This is really where they failed miserably. Like, the Jared Cook signing was tremendous, but not giving Michael Thomas help on the other side has really been a problem the last two seasons.
Adam, can you walk us through what was going through your mind? Because I can't remember anything like the ending of the game, the touchdown pass to Rudolph, no offensive pass interference. I didn't know whether, is this over? Is somebody looking at it? Walk us through what was going through your mind, and at the end of the day, did the NFL look at it?
Okay, so here's the reality of it. Under the revised rules, where unless it's egregious, you're not going to call it, that's what happened. Did Rudolph push off? Sure he did. But I've seen way worse. It's not been called this season, and that's why the NFL thought it was not a penalty. Believe it or not, I'm kind of agreeing with him. I hate the adjustment in the rule, and ironically, who was the one who got a change? It was Sean Payton. But the fact of the matter is, there's the so-called unintended circumstances when you change rules or you adjust them. This is one of them. They didn't want this to happen. They want, if it's egregious, if it's a push off and you got an advantage, call it. Well, that's not what's happened this season. That's why very few things have been turned over.
Adam, looking at the Niners are getting D-Ford back this Saturday. Quan Alexander is going to be back, but more importantly, I think it's D-Ford to go alongside Bosa, Buckner, and Armstead. Can the Vikings, do you believe in Kirk Cousins, even after going down to the Superdome and having this an exceptional second half, can Kirk Cousins, if the Niners take out Dalvin Cook, is he good enough to drop back 30, 40 times and win a game for the Vikings, especially behind that offensive line?
Well, Bonte, they don't want him to. Like, this past game, he threw 31 times, and that's actually a little bit high for him. They want him to be in the 25 to 28 range. If that happens, then they know they're winning. Cook, by the way, Dalvin Cook had 28 carries with his sore shoulder. He's going to be fine. He had a nice game. Certainly impactful. He did score. He had 31 touches, so that they're pretty happy with that. And he said he came out of the game okay, not great. There's no question, though. There are a handful of quarterbacks in this playoffs. Ryan Tannehill's one of them. Cousins are the other. Cousins, when you ask him, you're asking for trouble if you ask him to throw the ball a ton. Mike Zimmer, one of the things he just wants to run the ball. That's what he does. He likes hiring the quarterback. Not all coaches believe in that, but talking to their coaching staff, they said this season they wanted to be at 55 pass, 45 run, which is a little bit better than the league average in terms of pass-run ratio. They're going to finish well within that range, and That's why they're still in the playoffs. But Steiny asked the question about their defense. I'm not sold on the Vikings' defense. I am sold on their front four. My God, they just dismantled the Saints' offensive line. But I'm not sold at their cornerback position. And that is where Kyle Shanahan, my prediction would be, is going to attack that secondary and try to win the game, not by running it. You're not going to win this game by running it. Trust me on that one.
Adam, I saw something written that the Vikings do a nice job against the opposing tight end. Obviously, George Kittle's a big weapon for the Niners. Do you see that as being one of the big kind of matchups on Saturday?
Yeah, and they play a lot of man coverage. They're great with disguise. You know, what you try to do is somehow get the – you know, I remember talking to the Eagles after the Super Bowl. I'm like, how did you guys go after Harrison Smith so well? Like, because there's certain indicators that he gives you. He likes to give false looks where he – goes up to the line like he's going to blitz and come back. Well, they got him out of position, and they went after him. He probably Harrison Smith had his worst game as a pro in the championship game 2 years ago. So it's hard. They don't give you a lot to the tight ends. That's absolutely true. The way you beat them is you go after 29 Rhodes, and I would expect Kyle Shanahan, because it's obvious, and anyone who's gone up against him knows this, you go up against number 29 Rhodes, and you beat him because he's not had a good season.
Adam, we had a very passionate discussion about reputations. I know it's a team sport, but going into last weekend, Steiny was saying, you know what, Kirk Cousins only has one playoff start. Bonte and I were like, he's a choke. He'll never get it done. He can't win that game. I want to know from you what that victory and how he performed. Did he climb up your ranks? And what would a win this weekend do for Jimmy G? Or it's not that big of a deal because he's so young in his playoff career?
Well, it's okay, so let's take the latter first. On Garoppolo, it's his first chance at this. So, but you also, look, if he has a meltdown game, he has zero touchdowns and four interceptions, you scratch your head. Sure, the Vikings have a nice defense, but you shouldn't have that type of game. And I believe in Kyle Shanahan, the way that he coaches him. He makes it, not that it's ever easy, it's certainly not, but he creates so much space with the receivers running routes and doing what we call clear out routes, where that's why Deebo Samuel's had such a great season, because he's just doing a great job of structure. But let's get back to Kirk Cousins. I've said this about Kirk Cousins. I've covered him since 2012, the Senior Bowl. Kirk Cousins has 2 to 3 what I call meltdown Kirk Cousins games, where he just turns the ball over. You're like, why did you make that throw?
Right.
But he hasn't had them.
Right.
And that goes to what you guys were saying, who felt like you didn't trust him.
Right.
I'm with you. I've seen him play out of his mind some games. I talked to the Vikings last season about this. He had a game against Buffalo. He was bad in warm-ups. He was off of the game. They got smoked at home.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they couldn't understand it, but they don't understand why it happened, because he didn't show this at practice during the week. So that's the thing about Kirk Cousins. You never know when a bad game's coming.
Wow, and they almost had that game this year against Denver, and they had to rally against the Broncos late
second
in the season.
Half.
Yep,
yeah.
Second half. Remember that? Yep. Add a two-part question for you, because I know you can handle it. You're a big boy. One, what shocked you from last weekend and wild card weekend, and what do you anticipate this coming weekend in the divisional round? What is going to be the shocker this weekend? What's the game you're looking at outside of the Niners and Vikings where you're like, oh, boy, that team's going to be in some trouble?
I may be wrong, because I didn't think the Titans could go into New England, but I just don't see anyone pulling this off against Baltimore, because I'd mentioned earlier that I want to see Ryan Tannehill. You know how you guys were asking me during the season, could Jimmy G handle it if he's asked to throw a lot?
Right.
And he's done that. He time after time, he answered the bell in that area. Tannehill's not had to do it. Fewest pass attempts of any quarterback in the playoffs, in terms per game. If he's got to throw it 35 times, by the way, Ryan Tannehill, let's go back to Miami. So many games where he just made really dumb throws. That guy's not shown it yet. Now, he had an interception last week where he did. I just get the sense that no one could stop that Baltimore run game. But here's another question the Titans would have for me and other people. Could the Ravens stop Derrick Henry? Mm. Now, if they stop him, I think the Titans are in major trouble. And then, of course, could they stop the Ravens run game and Greg Roman? So that, to me, is a very intriguing matchup. But the most competitive matchup, Vikings-Niners. The game that I love, can't wait to see Mahomes and Watson.
That's going to be
certainly
fun.
Is a rematch.
Yep.
Right, and that was a rematch. Remember, the Texans went into Kansas City and beat them. But that was, in fact, the Chiefs told me that they made several adjustments to the run front. And also, Chris Jones, their outstanding pass rusher, I don't think played in that game. So they think they're a much better run defensive team. And The Seattle Green Bay game is. I just don't believe in Green Bay. I may want to beat my words. Oh my. I just think
I'm with you.
I think they're fraudulent 13-3.
We're getting part three, huh?
Yeah,
round three, Seahawks, yeah. Niners, all
four. Look, I'd love to see it, but I just don't think the Packers are that good. I give them credit. 13-3 is pretty incredible.
Hey, Adam, before I let you go, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in Philly with the Sixers and Ben Simmons?
Huh.
Do you think, is he not a good fit there, or would they trade him, I guess is what I'm saying?
Well, they maxed his contract, so it's going to be hard to trade, and the problem that people have, particularly me, who's the biggest diehard Sixer fan that there is, his refusal to shoot is bad basketball. There's no excuse for it. Brett Brown, his coach, can't cover for Ben's weaknesses. By the way, he's an awful foul shooter, which is also an insult, because it's not like he's taking two shots a game. He drives very hard to the basket, and you notice there's about the hack-a-shack, there's the hack-a-Ben, foul him late, because
wow.
You know he can't shoot fouls. Now, he's gifted. There aren't very many 6'10" point guards. He's a very special talent, but bad basketball doesn't change by the century. If you're not going to shoot and you're wide open, you shouldn't be playing. And no one could say anything to me about it because I'll never change my mind. So that's where that's at.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pissed off about it. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
sound ticked off.
I'll tell you. I think there's a team out here with a few shooters that wouldn't mind him joining their team.
I mean, I'll take anyone. What I want is them to get Kyle Korver back, but Milwaukee stall him in a two-team trade. But you need shooting in this league. You guys know that, seeing the Dubs. So I hope they need a shooter at the trade deadline, at least one of them. And Ben, look, I enjoy watching him, but he's unbelievably maddening. Sometimes I just turn the TV off because I can't take it.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
You're the man,
good
Adam.
Question. You
All
guys
right.
got it. Thank you.
Adam Kaplan.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.